on their own. Yet deep down, the sisters shared values and a romantic outlook on life. They talked big, dreamed bigger, and loved biggest of all. So Mora's not-so-subtle encouragement regarding Trip didn't shock Kelsey. Romantic fancies were practically a reflex for the Callahan girls. I'll pass. Come on, you're single, he's single. Don't tell me you've never even fantasized about him. The fantasy of that guy is probably better than the real thing. And if Trip's better in real life than in my fantasy, well, that might be the worst thing that could happen. When Mora failed to appear convinced, Kelsey poked her leg. I told you I'm done with guys my age. They're too immature, just like every guy I've ever dated since middle school. They look at me and see sex, period. I've learned good sex won't make someone love me. Now I've got to go about it a different way, or we'll have no shot at raising our kids together like we always planned. In the meantime, I'm putting energy into my career, which has been taking off. The commission on Wade's deal alone is six figures. And, confidentially, I told him the Copeland family is thinking of selling their tract of land just outside the northwest corner of town. He might be interested in another commercial development here. At this point, I'm the only broker in the deal. That could translate to about 500 grand in commission. If that happens, I can start to invest in small apartment buildings in town, which would be debt-free by the time I retire. Well, I'm proud of you, sis, although I wonder how the community will react to another major Kessler development. Mora waved away her concern, threw one arm around Kelsey and squeezed her. But weren't you interested in a more personal payoff with Wade? Kelsey wrinkled her nose. Yes, but I don't think I'm getting anywhere with that negotiation. He's friendly. We've had a few meals together while looking at the property, but he hasn't made a single move. She sighed. Maybe I should be more like Avery, you know? For years, she's tried to get me to see the he's not that into you signs. Wade's signs aren't exactly flashing I want you in neon. Maybe he thinks someone as young and pretty as you wouldn't be interested in him. Mora's sincere expression made Kelsey want to laugh out loud, but she shook her head instead. What rich 40-year-old man thinks any unmarried 30-something girl wouldn't be interested? Of course, maybe Kelsey should take one last shot before giving up on Wade. Good point. Mora slapped Kelsey's thigh. So maybe Wade's not the one. There are other guys. And anyway, you're lucky to have independence, the ability to be spontaneous, a solid career, and disposable income. Your life could go in any direction at any time, and that's pretty exciting. Me? My boobs will look like deflated balloons by the time I'm done breastfeeding Ty. I spend my days cleaning up baby food and poop and folding loads of laundry. If I read Goodnight Moon one more time, I might actually go crazy. And Bill, while a great husband, can be like having a third child at times. Married life with young kids is not very romantic. Easy for Mora to say, when she already had the life Kelsey wanted. Kelsey never understood why so many married women liked to groan about being a wife and mom. The truth was, none of those women would trade places with Kelsey. After all, Mora got to fall asleep with Bill, a man who'd vowed to stick it out through thick and thin. She got to come home at the end of a disappointing day at work and talk to someone who actually cared, someone who maybe even offered a back rub. She got to snuggle up and read a book to Fee and Ty, whose hugs and kisses could wipe away the worst kinds of trouble. Those thoughts zipped through Kelsey's head, but she knew her sister meant well. And to be fair, Kelsey really could consider alternative futures now that her career had begun to take off. Futures that included exotic trips, new hobbies, and challenging business deals. So, rather than debate the finer points of marriage, she chose to nod and make light of her singleton status. Thanks. You've just squashed any lingering interest I might have had in seducing Wade or Trip into wedded bliss. If only using the words seduce and trip in the same sentence didn't heat her blood. Anytime, sis, Mora smiled. Anytime. The sun had just peaked above the horizon when Kelsey pulled her car up to the Winucci Inn.